Hey, everybody, welcome back to another version of Flock and Gather. It's Alan Scher, your host. This is the only 18-minute podcast in the spa and wellness area. I'm not going too far today, only to California from Arizona, which is half a hop and a skip. In fact, Layla, I could probably drive to your house faster than I could fly. I have Layla Cass with me today. She is the owner, inventor, and all-star superwoman behind Nesko. You know, that's a silent K, K-N-E-S-K-O. Hello, Layla. How are you today?
Hi, Ellen. I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Good. It's always good to see your smiling face. You're like one of the other people I remember like me that doesn't seem to have bad days, other than when you have to run out and pick up your children. But we're all too familiar with that part as well. So welcome to Flock and Gather.
Thank you for having me.
You know that a mutual friend of ours sent me a bunch of your masks, so there's nothing better for me than being on the couch for 20 minutes at the end of the day and putting a mask on. But let's start at the beginning. I know you're originally from Bosnia, but give us the 2-minute story. How did you get to the U.S.? How do you end up in the skincare business?
There you go. 2 minutes. Here we go. So I was actually born in Bosnia in Eastern Europe. My family was in civil war. As you know, there was a, you know, war in Bosnia in 94, 92 to 96. So we immigrated. We were, you know, refugees for the first, you know, part of my life. It was really, really hard. We had to leave everything behind. And we ended up moving to Slovenia when I was 10 years old. And that's what I first, you know, had a taste of the world. And then somehow we ended up in Australia. My aunt was actually in Australia and she's like, you guys should move here for a better life. And of course, my parents were extremely traumatized by the whole civil war situation. And, you know, they took us to a better place and we ended up in Perth, Western Australia. So I actually grew up in Perth. You know, that was a beautiful childhood. It was definitely a better life. And we got there with $500. My parents literally had $500. I think my uncle bought us airfare because we couldn't afford to get an airfare. And, you know, we just had to work our way from the ground up. I got introduced to beauty industry right after high school. It was like a calling. It was an intention. I've always followed my intuition. And I don't really have explanation back then how I did that, but I definitely, you know, wanted to go straight to beauty school. So I actually went to a beauty college in Perth 24 years ago. So I've been an esthetician. I'm also a celebrity esthetician and a Reiki master and a product formulator. And I've basically done it since day one. I remember working. I had a part-time job in makeup. And this lady, my mom's friend from Bosnia, she was like, you selling lipstick? Like, is that what you want to do with your life? And I, you know, those people that come to you and just kind of like, you just realize, you know, you have no idea what I'm going to get up to. This is more than lipstick for me. And it's been really my journey. I worked for an Australian cosmetic company. I was recognized for my hard work, I would say, because there was like 3 Australians that got nominated to come to America in 2007. And they first sent me for 3 months on a work visa. I excelled in my performance and I went back to Australia thinking I'll never come back to the United States. And then they called me a year later and offered me a job in Los Angeles. And I ended up working with them, traveling to the country. I was in about 45 states of America in my first year in LA, working for retailers, education, training, and just really working with thousands of faces and really working with women that really care about themselves.
Okay, let me bring our reader. First of all, what's the best website for them to go find you? Is that Nesko Skin?
It's actually Nesko.com.
Nesko. So people, it's K, remember the K silent, K-N-E-S-K-O.com. Go see Nesko. There is so much that Layla's doing, and we're going to cover a few other things, but let me bring people up to speed. You and I are currently doing this while there's several other wars going on around the world. I think it's more prevalent today than in 92, 94, because the internet and the 24-hour news cycle has brought it into everyone's room, and I don't think I think you downplay it beautifully. I don't think people actually know what it's like to be a refugee and be on the road and running from your country, but kudos to you, and I'm really glad that you settled in the United States of America. Secondly,
Thank you.
Layla, most Americans can't say they've been in 45 states. So I love that you have traveled. We always did a lot of road trips, Kathy and I and the kids. So I've been in a lot of states. We've driven to Florida and California and from Minnesota. That takes you everywhere, even though I'm living in Phoenix. But I'm glad that you've gotten to see a lot of the world. Thirdly, I love that you use the word intuition. Do you know that when I started in this business, my friend said to me, "What do you mean you sell stones for massage and women's thong panties for waxing? What is this business you're in?" And I went, "I don't know, but it seems to me mentally like I'm supposed to be here." Well, 35 years later, I'm still in the spa channel. So I love. To me, intuition is a huge part of our in industry. And I would say there are a lot of intuits, Layla, in our industry who can't rightly say why they're here, but they just knew that this was
Agreed.
their calling. So I love it. Reiki master, esthetician, formulator. You're making me think I haven't done anything with my life yet. So, but I'm not quitting yet. So I
I
hope.
disagree with
Yeah.
you.
I love it. Okay, I wanted. There's a question that's always nagged at me. So I'm every time I come by your booth at the shows, you're too darn busy, so I never get to ask you. But you are in the finest places across the globe with Nesco, and we're talking about masks for the minute. We'll get on to the rest of it. Tell me if I didn't know what sets a Nesco mask apart from what the other 1,000 mask vendors in the world. What are you? What are you special?
So Nesco is high vibrational skincare. We are really pioneers in blending science with spiritual and emotional wellness. I'm a formulator, so everything I do with my team of doctors, dermatologists is based on custom formulations. It's a full experience, mind, body, and soul. As a Reiki master, and when we talk about intuition and what sets us apart, I would say our formulation is definitely, that's how we've grown, is by word of mouth. So I never had a budget to advertise. It was really relying on my quality of my products, our customer service. Every relationship we have is very unique. We do not, it's not a cookie cutter approach. We really take our clients seriously. When I started my brand, I was the one that was literally cold calling. My first spa was Four Seasons on Rodeo. That's how brave I was. Don't ask me how, but that's where I went first. So that tells you how much I believed about my product. But really, the biggest really point of difference is my brand is made with love. And I love this powerful healing tool. I'm a Reiki master, so I actually charge all my products with healing Reiki energy. I use beautiful cosmetic grade gemstones and minerals that actually help with the delivery of my formulations while also balancing the energy centers in the body. It's a lifestyle approach. It's my spiritual calling. I'm not here just for the money. I'm here to heal my soul. The more products I create, the more I heal. Because as I mentioned earlier, I didn't necessarily have a very relaxing childhood. It was very traumatic. So there was a lot of things that I felt in my journey as a human being on this planet that I wanted to do. And this is how I manifest my creativity while creating products for other people that help them slow down, take care of themselves.
It's a great story, and I clearly understand it because I am married to a healing touch practitioner by trade. So vibrational medicine has been around our house for a very long time. That's 38 years
Beautiful.
with the same woman. The
Yes.
people, if they don't, Layla, they kind of just have to make the leap of faith that there's science in there. It doesn't matter that there's no double blind studies. Energy is all about us, right? It doesn't matter where you are. Some people are very good with energy, some people are not good with energy. And I assume someone like you, and certainly being a Reiki master, you understand gemstones and how it fits with science and technology and why that produces high vibrational mass, correct?
Absolutely. Yes, we have a proprietary technology, which is GEM Clinical, and everything is really thought out process. It's really about the synergy of the formulation. It's the synergy of the ingredients. And as I said, I take pride in every single formulation that I create because I want to use this product for the rest of my life. I want my children to use it. So everything is made really with integrity.
Wonderful. Let's talk about some of the other things that you're doing because I know they are new. I hope I'm not talking out of school. They're either out or they're coming out soon, but you're headed into the serum and body products categories as well. Can you chat about that?
Absolutely.
I love it.
As somebody who loves to, create beautiful products, and as a creative person myself, how many masks can I give you before you're like, okay, Layla, we get it. So my clients, myself, my staff, we are ready for Nesco to come with us to our bathrooms, to have our serums, to actually do our full body, to actually complete our Nesco story. So, my VIPs have been asking me and asking me. I actually launched our advanced serums just over a year ago. These are inspired by the masks, but the sixth collection that we have, which is Repair, Radiance, Antioxidant, Detox, Calm, and Hydration, but they are more clinical advanced take. So I call these as your finishing daily rituals that you bring into your bathroom. And then an eye spa, we're actually expanding into Nesco Body. And Nesco Body is literally not a body range. It's actually skincare for the body. So I'm actually using phase grade actives and bringing that to entire body because I really believe we should treat our body as a temple. And just can't wait to show you in person.
So, Layla, are you doing this as retail? Will this be back bar? What's it going to be with these products?
Retail and back bar, of course, because part of my brand philosophy is to encourage my clients to slow down, to take care of themselves. So of course, retail plays a big part of that because once they get introduced to Nesco in a treatment room, it's important they go home and create those healthy habits.
We're talking today with Layla Cass. She is the owner formulator. She wears 13 hats. She runs Nesco. You can find them at nesco.com. It's with a silent K, KNESKO.com, nesco.com. I encourage you to go visit and see what Layla's doing. Her story's amazing. Her products are even better. And with all the new stuff coming out, Layla, can the public buy off your site or are you strictly professional?
They can buy off our site, and we're also in spas.
In spas, and do you sell on Amazon as well? I ask everyone the same question.
We do not sell on Amazon.
Got
We're
it.
strictly
Okay.
against, we don't sell on Amazon.
Got it. By the way, that says something about you as well, because, well, if we'd had this conversation 3, 4 years ago, people would have said, oh, you sell Amazon, I'm never going to buy your line. It doesn't seem to quite matter as much today, but I love when professional brands are sold in a professional environment. So that's kudos number two for you. Okay. So
Thank you.
doing great. When I started in the industry 35 years ago, there was 100 skincare lines. I knew all of them. There's 25,000 today, probably more. And I'm long
Wow.
past trying to track them. So, would I assume that because you have gone into the advanced serums and the full body product that you're adding your gemstone Reiki slash energy process to the new products as well?
Absolutely. Everything we make is made with intention, and that's happening.
Got it. So it's more of that intuitive Layla, right? That gets into the products again, right?
As I said, I don't just do things because other brands are doing it or because something's on trend. I'm doing these things to complete my story, and it's part of my soul journey to create these amazing results-driven skincare products, wellness products that I just think my clients need in their lives. And that's how I reach more people, because as a Reiki master, I can't be everywhere, but my products can get to a lot of places.
I love it. You're selling across the globe, correct?
Yes, we are global. I just opened my second company in Australia, Nesco Australia. So it's a complete different business. My brother is helping me run it, and yeah, we are doing some big things. We just launched with Crown Sydney there, which is the only Forbes 5-star spa in Australia.
Wonderful. I have not been to Perth. But we were down there in all parts of Australia and New Zealand. But getting to Perth is a whole other trip if you want to get all the way. People forget Australia is the size of the United States. You don't just hop over to Perth because you're in Australia. But
I have to tell you something. It's so funny because all I've done my life is travel on these big, like Boeing 47, you know, four, five, like 477 planes, and everything that is under 24-hour flight, it's like seems easy to me because that's how trained my body is. So when I get these little planes, like from states to states, I'm like, oh my God, is this safe? Because I'm used to big planes. So it's funny.
it's
I will
interesting.
see things.
When we lived in Minneapolis, one coast or the other coast didn't make any difference. But now I'm a left coaster living in Arizona, even though we're mountain time. But I'm headed to New York for IECSC tomorrow. And I always go, it's a whole damn day to get there. Right? Like you now it's 2 days of travel, one coming, one going, even though you give up or you pick up the
Yeah.
hours. So I think for those of us who travel a lot, plane time is it's what you make
Yeah.
it. For me, it's read a book, watch a movie, do a little meditation, right? Slow down and boom, I'm there. So I'm not good slowing down when I'm in the office. So I'm sometimes very glad for plane time. Tell me, this year you and I are talking on what do we call today? Leap day, leap year day, February 29th, right?
Look at
Oh,
that. That's amazing.
it won't happen for 4 years, although you and I will talk long before 4 years are up. So you have iSpot coming up. What does the rest of the trade show year look like? Where do you go?
My God. I literally was just thinking about this morning. I am going to Australia because it's our launch year. I'm actually launching in Europe. So we're going to Europe, which is very exciting. And then I have several invitations to go to like these fancy cruises and Fiji, and I also have two little kids that are 4 and 7. So I'm just trying to balance all of that because I am a very present mom, and I definitely like to be with my children. So we shall see how many of my team members can actually take some of those trips. I don't
Good
think they'll
one.
be upset about
I haven't told my
it.
wife yet, but I'm working on her to go on that Fiji trip in November because we've been
Yeah,
a
you
lot of
know.
places in the world, never been in Fiji. It's still on my bucket list, so it might be this year. Friends, we've been speaking today with Leila Cass. She is the owner at Nesco. Find them at KNESKO.com. They do world-class masks. They're into advanced serums. They have full body products coming, and you can find her traveling the globe everywhere. Leila, it's been so much fun. The time went too fast, but I'm glad
I
we could
know.
spend
Thank
some
you.
minutes talking together, and I look forward to seeing you. But well, in my hometown at iSpot, coming up pretty quick here.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you for letting me share my story. I really
It's
appreciate you.
a pleasure. And friends, remember, please be kind to one another.